Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Dave, and I'd like to wish everyone a very happy Lip Appreciation Day.
What kind of lips?
Lips. You can't drink without them. Oh.
It's true.
Good question. What kind of lips? From
Not sure. They do not specify, so celebrate all and any lips.
I appreciate all of them. Major, minor. I'm down.
Hey, Val, you want to introduce yourself?
I was going to say, we got off subject already. Val hasn't even gotten to say hello.
Oh, I don't need to say hi. They know I'm here. But hi.
I like your style.
By the way, all right. I would like to give a very special hello to our newest listener, my very own sister.
Hey.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
What's up?
Nothing better to do, huh?
Well, now she's a stay-at-home mom.
Good for her.
So yeah, nothing better to do.
Yo, let me tell you something. Normally, I would love that joke, except that I have stayed home with my children.
Dude.
It is fucking horrible. Don't.
Let me be clear. That was me being as sarcastic as humanly possible.
I know that.
She's got a lot of better things to do, like trying to make sure her children don't, like, I don't know, put paper clips into electrical sockets, a thing my mother once actually did as a child. So that explains a lot about me.
Yeah. Oh, I did that with tweezers.
And I, you're the least misogynistic person that I know. But I was going to get on you right there, but I'm going to leave it alone and go back to what I was saying. The reason why I made the statement that I made is because it really is like staying home mom is a real, like, serious job that, thank God, I don't have to do. Don't get me wrong. Fucking working sucks, too. But still, staying home. And now, your niece, you have what, a niece and a nephew, Val?
No, I have
two. You have what, two nieces? Mm-hmm. So two girls might be a little bit different, but running after a nine-year-old boy and almost 6-year-old girl and a... The little one's 8 weeks old today. Good God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Good God. Keep that. So.
Yeah. I mean, when I babysit with them, I feel like I just like ran a marathon, but I feel like I also was lazy at the same time. So I spent the day indoors. I don't know. It's a weird feeling. I'm not ready.
No, I get it. I understand. But apparently your mailman thinks you're ready.
I'm bringing it back out. So
please do.
This woman was in my room today, and I thought, huh. Oh, yeah, the woman on the magazine that I'm terrible at podcasting
and
about.
And what is the name of the magazine?
New York Weddings.
New York Weddings.
Apparently, it's the essential guide.
Yeah. Apparently, the world heard that I'm moving in with my boyfriend, so now Facebook and Instagram has been sending me wedding dress ads and get 50% off your engagement ring. And it's like, why would I buy my own engagement ring, Facebook? God. And now apparently New York Weddings has heard. And now they're sending me free mail, free magazines. Yeah.
That's nice. That's good if you need to like get a ransom note put together in a hurry, if people just give you free magazines, you can cut out the letters real fast. It's pretty convenient. You don't have to go buy your own magazines.
I feel like you could just type a ransom note at this point and print it out.
Okay, lazy ass. Ugh, God.
Just saying.
You don't have to technologically upgrade everything here.
Trying to be efficient.
Yeah, there's a craft. There's a craft to it, Jeffrey.
You're right. You're right. It's not art. Art can't be rushed, right?
Pulled out the Jeffrey.
Yeah.
So the world is spying on Val. Much
yeah,
like
Big Brother really does exist.
I think of something, say it to nobody, and all of a sudden it's an ad on Facebook.
Yeah. It's terrifying. My friend told me that apparently when you open up the Facebook app and the Instagram app, the microphone, I know Ed's going to freak out about this, the microphone turns on so they actually hear what you're saying. I'm not saying that it's true, but I believe...
Because it's not. It's not true. Not at all. Facebook is awful, and everyone should delete it, but it does not turn on your microphone immediately. But Mark Zuckerberg has too much information about us.
You know, he's only 5'7", and in like speeches and when he's out in public, he actually like has the photographers shoot him a certain way to make him look taller.
I'm not surprised.
Isn't Tom Cruise like 4'11"? They do the same thing with him.
I think he's shorter than me in real life, and I'm only 5'4". And a half.
That motherfucker looks like he's 9 feet tall in Mission Impossible.
What they don't tell you is Robert Downey Jr. is actually only 2 feet tall. They carry him around on a little stilt.
For his when whole he body fits in the helmet of the Iron Man suit.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty good. They just need to get like a pop figure to put on his head, and then he's all
he's
set up.
All set. Suit.
Yeah.
Speaking of Iron Man, Ed,
yo.
I'm pretty sure you saw it, the new trailer for Avengers.
Nah, I missed it.
You missed it?
Yeah.
All right. I was going to get your thoughts, but maybe in a couple of weeks we'll get
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, of course I saw it. Dave, I watched it 9,000 times that day. I didn't do any work.
I saw you tweet about it.
It was sad. I'm pretty sure my boss saw me tweet about it too, and was probably like, oh, he's definitely not working on tickets right now. And I'm like, nope, sure not. I'm watching Thanos run around being a badass. Yeah. That got my nipples all right. tingly.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh yeah. Did you see it, Jeff?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Val.
And Valerie.
No.
I didn't.
She knew. She was like, "Don't ask me."
No, I was gonna say you can see on her face she didn't see it, so just don't even address her. Yeah, she's out of this part of this game. Yeah. What did you think, Dave?
I loved it, but I liked the first trailer better.
Okay. You know what? I agree with you on that. I I don't know why I liked the first one better. Maybe I think it was the resolution to the trailer at the end when it goes into that Avengers theme, because every time I hear that movie, I hear that music, I am like steps away from going out and beating up bad guys. Like, it's all I want to do. The music makes me so amped up.
It does. But it also makes me feel like everything's going to be okay.
You know, yeah, yes. Although, I don't know if everything's going to be okay in this one.
No, nothing's going to be okay with this one.
This one, I don't think there's been a movie that I am more excited to see in recent memory. Matter of fact,
I was pretty amped about Black Panther, but this is far exceeding that.
I wasn't really amped about Black Panther, although after multiple viewings, it has grown wildly on me. But what I had originally said, like Black Panther was not one of my favorite superheroes. I knew hardly anything about him until that movie came out. But this one, oh my goodness.
Yeah, this is going to. This is gonna get bananas.
I did enjoy. I enjoyed the little part where Star-Lord is meeting Tony Stark for the first time.
Where he's telling him about the plan.
It looked like it was the first time.
Oh, he's like, "You have a great plan, but it sucks."
Yeah. You have a great plan.
Yeah,
and that's. I like it. I think Ed and I have a similar part that we. I don't know if it's our favorite, but a part that I'm gonna guess Ed is it the. Part where Spider-Man tells Doctor Strange that his name is Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm Doctor Strange. Like, we're using our made-up names.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait for this. You know what's the most troubling? Watching Thanos Thanos grab Thor's head. I don't like that.
You know what's the most troubling?
I don't
watching want... Thanos walk around without a helmet like a damn idiot. Put the helmet on him. He looks like Mr. Clean with a skin condition. What's wrong with you?
I actually like when he takes. I like when he takes the helmet off.
He can take the helmet off. First of all, that sounds extremely dirty, and we're going to talk about that later.
No, it was supposed to. It was supposed to.
Yeah, do love it when they take the helmet off. I know. But like, no, he should be going and beating the crap out of all these people with that goofy helmet on. And that's how that should be.
I feel like that helmet doesn't look to me like his regular helmet. Like, it's too much, like fucking too much armor, bro.
Nah, that's what Thanos does, man. He walks around in too much armor. Like, I walk around with too much pizza in my tummy all the time. It's just what we're known for.
That's what you're known for? I know you for too a much, lot of too things. Much. Too much pizza in your stomach is not one of them.
Aw, thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
I don't know if that was a compliment or not. I was just making a statement.
I'm taking it as a compliment. Yeah. Any of the love I can get, I will take.
Why does Black Widow have blonde hair now?
I don't know. I'm sure they'll address that in the narrative of the movie.
I hope that they do, because I certainly want to know.
Maybe because she is an international fugitive?
Makes sense.
And went into hiding?
She's not an international fugitive. By the time.
Didn't she help Captain America escape?
Yeah, but then Tony kind of gave up on that from what my reading of the end of Civil War was.
Really?
Because Tony was kind of like, yeah, that's... My understanding is she's part of an international anti-terrorism force by the time we see her in.
Okay. Do you know how hard it is to go from red hair like that to blonde hair like the one that she has now? It's so
hard. Yeah, Jeff, do you know?
No, I don't.
Seeing if Jeff knew. He's the one with the most gorgeous locks of us all.
I don't. I could tell you how easy it is to go from a full head of hair to small patches. I can tell you about that. That's about it. And let me tell you, it's easy. Just wait. Give it time. Have shitty jeans and give it time. And that's pretty much all I know.
I'm on my way, Jeff. I'm on my way.
You getting that? Dude, listen. You're still, though. You got to go. Listen. We won't get into the visual baldness of everybody on this podcast. But Val wears a wig, by the way.
Believe me,
she's bald. She looks like Thanos when she's
albino Thanos.
Dave, if you get to that point where it's like where hair now is singular, just shave it off, dude.
I'm already like kind of, you know, turning into the skid, if you will, by shaving my head. Like, I shave my head, it's just, you know, keep it high and tight, and that's it.
Don't grow out like the small area that you have to make it look like you have a bunch of hair when it's just a couple of long ones in one place. That's weird. That is.
And also, don't grow out your back hair so long that you can swoop it up forward. That's not a good look.
That is repulsive. Don't do that.
If I could, I would do it just for like the show of it. I think that'd be funny. For like a day, and then I get rid of it.
It doesn't need to be a crazy one. Like, I, you know, it doesn't need to be like this, but do a little something.
Well, what? I can't grow facial hair.
He can't.
I can't. I grow patches. I'm like Patches McGee.
A patch on each side like Ra's al Ghul. It's, but instead of looking terrorizing, it looks like moss on his face. It's good.
Mm-hmm. It's awful. It's getting better, like, as time goes on, but...
You better hope that you don't have a dumb shaped head, because if you end up going bald and you have a dumb shaped head and no facial hair to like take away from it, oh boy.
See, I thought I had an awful shaped head, but then when I shaved my head to this point, it actually doesn't look awful.
Okay.
You know, relative to me, you know,
it still clears the very low bar of starting.
All right. In comparison to his face.
Yeah, exactly.
In comparison to his face, you hardly notice how dumb his head shape is.
Exactly.
How was everyone's St. Patrick's Day weekend?
I worked, so great.
I turned 35, so great.
Oh my god, happy birthday! 35 and feeling fine.
Nobody said that.
No.
More like 35 and feeling like I'm on the brink of multi-organ failure. I feel like shit constantly. So, what about you? How was yours?
It was a surprise because, like I mentioned, yep. My sister before.
I just said yep.
She talked me into, because this was my first St. Patrick's Day not working in retail. So my first St. Patrick's Day not working on the weekend, and my sister was like, "You got to go out. You got to do it big. Like, don't just sit home with mommy and daddy. Like, go out." Not to mention, she was dropping the girls off here to stay overnight while her and her husband went off to a Knicks game in the city and stayed in the hotel. So she's like, just take my apartment, take the train to wherever, and like, just do it. And I was like, should do it. So, but of course, at that point, all the friends and everything already had their plans. And we had to stick with the Babylon line. So we just kind of went, what's the most stereotypical place that people go?
Rockville Center.
On that line. Exactly. So we went to Rockville Center. We did brunch at RJ Daniels, which, oh my God, I never expected them to actually have good food.
Was it an Irish breakfast brunch type of thing?
I had a corned beef brisket sandwich, and it was life-changing.
Yeah, I love it.
There was one point where like all the corned beef broke apart in my ketchup. So when I was dipping the fries in the ketchup, I was also getting corned beef. Man, things are just good.
All right, you were living your best life.
Yeah, they also made this cocktail, and I hate cocktails because I hate sweet stuff. Like, I get that stomach ache. Like, I'm just a vodka soda person. But they had this cocktail. It was called the Irish Gold Cocktail. It had peach schnapps, pineapple juice, and there was one other thing. I think it was some kind of vodka. No, it was rum. Absolutely the best thing ever.
I feel like none of those are associated with the Irish.
No. Nope. No. Right? It's the least Irish drink I've ever heard in my life.
Wait, I'm sorry. It wasn't rum. It was Jameson because I was drinking Jameson.
Ah, there you go. All right. That's like it.
Yeah.
I was going to say rum, peach, and pineapple. As
like Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah. They know Ireland is just cloudy and rainy all the time, yeah. Right? It's not a tropical paradise.
Exactly. Ireland, the Jamaica of the British Isles.
But we did some bar hopping because I've never really.
That's what you're supposed to do. You did it right. That's fine. You don't need.
But it was just me and Evan, so we were like, "I'm gonna run out of things to talk about, I guess." But we actually didn't. And then I ran into a girl that I've never met before, but she asked me for a cigarette, so I gave it to her. We started talking. Turns out she's best friends with someone I work with at my job.
See,
I can't escape it.
It is a magical day. It really is.
It was honestly, I know Ed calls it amateur weekend, but I had a lot of fun. And if I'm an amateur, then I'm cool.
Yeah, that's because you're like 47 years younger than I am. At this point, I look at all you people. I'm just like, ugh, how are you people still awake? It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I should be going to eat IHOP and then watch Matlock.
Time for the early bird special.
As I crowd up your Snapchat feed with me drunkenly singing Bewitched. In the bar.
Bewitched, like the TV show theme song?
No, they're an Irish girl group from like early 2000s. They were like one of those Disney groups, from Ireland.
I wish I never said that. Although I'm kind of happy that I didn't know who that group was. Oh, you know what? I remember them now. Was it like B asterisk or B apostrophe witched? Is that how they wrote
their
name?
That's the one.
Yeah, I remember them now.
Dave, I do. Do you remember them? Fondly?
I do not. Not even a little bit.
Cough, liar, cough. I hope that was subtle.
Although I'm not...
Super.
I'm not surprised that on your first weekend off that you went out and did it big, considering it's a Monday night and you're throwing back... What was that called?
Skull crushers?
And I found out what they are. I didn't know what they were.
Good. First.
They are... Just magical black stuff that is delicious. It's Kentucky bourbon and black sambuca.
I had
on a Monday night?
Here's the diversity of the Nearly Coherent podcast. I, before we started, had a glass of water with a packet of Emergency mixed into it. Yeah. I'm just trying to keep my immune system strong. So it's kind of the same.
It's very similar. You're both hardcore partiers with your Sambuca and Emergency.
So my kids, which I like. It makes, I'm not going to lie to you, it makes me feel real nice. My kids are obsessed with my birthday. And the fact that it's on St. Patrick's Day, so there's all sorts of different decorations that can go along with it beyond the regular happy birthday, like swag sign that hangs over your doorway. So it's good. There's nothing bad about it, but the drawback is when my birthday is on the weekend and the kids are not in school, then I don't usually I will partake in the festivities during the day, boot rally, and then be dad when the kids come home from school.
Yeah.
Usually hungover, but now I was dad all day. It was all good. Right, it was low key, but I did miss somewhere at 11:45 in the morning. It's not quite St. Patrick's Day without that.
Yeah. And like, I don't generally drink beer, but I feel like I had to have a Guinness. But like, drinking a Guinness at 4 o'clock in the afternoon is basically like your supper.
That's true.
Yeah, that definitely is.
That is a meal replacement plan.
It's a roast beef sandwich in a glass.
It's pretty much.
I prefer to drink a roast beef sandwich in a glass than have a glass of Guinness, frankly.
I love Guinness.
I also love Guinness.
Roast beef sandwiches.
I do love roast beef sandwiches.
What's your drink of choice, Ed?
I'm a Captain and Coke guy.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Are you off the Angry Orchard and Fireball?
Oh, my God. I remember that.
No. No, I'd still do that.
But this is what I'm talking about. Let's one drink, your drink of choice. If you were to say your drink of choice. So Ed's is Captain and Coke. Val is vodka soda, I believe she said.
I'm trying to switch
what's tequila, your but mm-mm. What'd you say?
I'm trying to switch to tequila because it's better when you're dieting. It doesn't come from grain. So like it doesn't have any like carbs in it.
Gotcha.
But
it hurts so much though.
But it replaces the carbs with bad decisions.
Which is my middle name.
It's a terrible middle name. You should have changed that years ago.
Yeah, I feel like you really pigeonholed yourself with that one. Dave, what about you?
Yeah.
I mean, you know me. I'm a beer snob, so.
But we're talking about just one.
Right now, I'm going Tart of Darkness. It's a super dark, tart beer.
For the rest of your life, you want to drink fucking Tart of Darkness?
One drink. Yeah, that's my drink.
Okay.
That's my drink. I'll bring you some, and you'll understand.
It's tart, I'm not going to be down. That's like a sour.
All right,
it's almost like a sour IPA.
No, not an IPA at all. It's all tart.
Okay, all right, then I'll try it.
No hop flavor at all.
Oh, that's good. I hate that.
Yeah, it pours like motor oil. Drinks very light.
Okay, listen. You have never steered me wrong with your recommendations in the past.
Yeah, you just got to be ready for it. Sour, like
I'm more than willing to give it a shot.
There you go.
My drink is actually vodka ginger ale.
Nice.
Yeah.
Classy.
Good one.
Oh, my God. Jeff, we can hang out and have vodka sodas and ginger ale.
Yeah. I'll drink vodka. So I would prefer vodka ginger ale, which actually got me into a bit of an international kerfluffle, if you will. I was traveling for work to Germany, and everybody I was traveling with had been down at the bar already for a little while, and I was the only one with kids, so I came in to do the FaceTime thing because, you know, with this 6-hour difference, I don't even remember what the hell time it was, but I had to talk to them then, otherwise I wouldn't have been able to talk to them until like the next day. So I go in, I make the phone calls, and I come down, and they're already a little bit tipsy, and I go to I go over, the bartender's like, "What do you have?" And I said, "I'll have a vodka ginger ale." And everybody kind of looks at me sideways. I didn't know that this is like a weird drink. I'm like, it's just fucking ginger ale. What the fuck? So he makes it. He comes back over. And he was from Spain, bartending in a German hotel. And he goes to me. He's like, in my country, we like to call this ginger girl. So, yes, I looked at him like, hey, well, guess what? I'm from America, and in my country, we don't give a fuck about what your country thinks. And everyone in the bar went completely silent. Completely silent. There was only four Americans there. I was one of them. And it didn't help that earlier that night, we had gone bowling. And at the bowling alley, my team was, I'm sorry, there was six Americans there. Five out of the six were on the same team. And we destroyed everybody. And it didn't help that I stood there like chanting USA, USA in the German bowling alley and then screamed back-to-back World War champs. So, yeah, it was getting rough over there. And so I guess everybody thinks that I'm a lunatic, but, you know, that's okay. I never see any of them again anyway.
What's that song with what was his name? He was Thunderlips and Rocky. Hulk Hogan. I'm American? A real American.
Yeah, that's what I felt like.
You should have blasted it like that with a boombox.
Yeah, I wish. I wish I could have come out there with an American flag draped around me and started beating up Germans.
We call that bar World War III. We got Spain in the mix. We got German. Yeah.
I was literally one step away from calling somebody a kraut and punching them in the nose. That's not me. That's not what I do. Just, you know, got out of hand.
Ed looks like he's defeated. Ed looks like he's defeated.
Hey, Dave, have you ever started an international incident? Let's just see where that goes.
No, I haven't, actually. I'm boring.
It's not gonna start an international incident.
No, you almost started an international incident in that bar. Is what I'm saying.
Oh yes, yeah. that is true.
That's literally the entire point of your story. You're like, nah.
Yeah,
no, I didn't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, that almost did. I thought you meant telling this story.
No. I was just sitting there, just be like,
yeah, it was close, man.
Trying to wrap my head around the entire situation.
Because I didn't. I really like New Yorked him too. I was like, we don't give a fuck about what you think. You know, you hit that F and K in the fuck real hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is. Yep,
absolutely.
That is such an amazing story.
That's literally the most Jeff story I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard a lot of Jeff stories. And yeah.
That is the one at my. So this group that I was with, we've been together for quite a few different conferences and stuff. So that is the one that they tell like all of the people that are new. they come through and they're like, oh man, you got to hear what this guy did. And it gets told every time.
That's beautiful. I feel like that is the most beautiful story of you I've ever heard. It feels good.
All right, I got to change the topic here. Did you guys hear about what scientists found out recently?
So help me God, if it's not about jetpacks or flying cars, they can eat me.
Yeah.
That would be handy right now. Yeah.
Yeah, no. None of the above. They found out that black holes burp.
That feels good.
Right? And these burps are so powerful. 3 years later, we heard the sounds from Earth. Yeah, they were able to record like radio waves, audio waves, because after the black hole ate a star, it shot out this like burst of energy, and then audio waves came across. It took 3 years to get here, but when a black hole eats, it belches so loud that it travels across the galaxy.
So black hole's belch is like one of your farts where it just transcends time and
space?
That's
what I was thinking. I was trying to come up with the kind of like the comparison there, and I'm not sure. I think we would have to have me send me to where the black hole is, have me fart, and see how long it takes to get to Earth.
It won't take 3 years. It'll be much faster because it'll just corrode every planet in its wake.
It's true. It's also the story of the extinction of dinosaurs.
That was your time travel?
Mm-hmm. Awkward. That was my time travel.
So you went back in time and destroyed the dinosaurs and couldn't even bring me back a friendly velociraptor? That's rude.
It's true.
But wait a second. What about this? What if we had this conversation, sent him to the black hole, he farted in the black hole, it traveled through time and killed the dinosaurs?
I like it.
Maybe that's why you didn't get anything, because this is all happening before that happened.
Wow.
I gotta go.
my mind is totally gone now. I'm unweaving that whole thing.
I think it was pretty sound, right? I think I had it, right?
Yeah.
I think you did.
I think Stephen Hawking would have approved.
Oh, R.I.P.
Yeah.
That was crazy the way he died on Pi Day, also Einstein's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was born on the 300th anniversary of Galileo's death.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Remember, the creepy recording of his last words?
What about it?
Was it just the mic, the booting chime from a Mac?
It was
No.
It was the Windows 98 shutdown sound. It was really awkward.
Or the AOL sign-on noise for dial-up.
I actually didn't hear it either, but I was sent it by a friend. And
chose not to hear it.
So sad. Apparently he was like, I love you all.
She went from borderline crying about it to making fun of his robot voice all in one sentence. So
I just wanted to
I don't know. First of all, I was going to say, I had a little bit of news, not well researched at all, but I'm going to say, I believe Facebook or YouTube is trying to crack down on conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Which is, bless you, Val. We won't get into it, but how's that even possible? Which leads me to believe that some of the conspiracy theories must be true if they're trying to sweep them under the rug. But that we'll save for a different time.
Wouldn't that have something to do with net neutrality?
No.
Because it's like censoring the internet?
Not at all.
No, because it's YouTube. It's a single site. Like, if Ed didn't want to post something on one of his sites, he doesn't have to.
That's not true. Val's held me at gunpoint. It's this picture of a kitten. And I was like, okay.
Certain things. That's
these pictures of corgis.
Certain things. I don't think you'd have to twist his arm very hard to post something about corgis.
No, not at all. But did you hear how they're going to try to debunk all these conspiracy theories?
Is it crowdsourcing?
No, it's worse. Well, technically it could be, but it's worse. They're going to cite Wikipedia.
Of course.
Yeah. They're going to bring in citations from Wikipedia to try to disprove conspiracy theories, ignoring, of course, the fact that Wikipedia can be edited by anybody.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Smart moves, guys.
Awkward turtle.
Well, so there's some theory out there that something like real horrible is supposed to happen on April 18th of this year. And they're saying now that like Hawking is gone, that he was the thing standing in the in the way of something horrible happening, and now like it's going to be game over on the 18th of April. So
it better not be, because that's right before Infinity War comes out, and I will be pissed.
Yes. Yes, I know. But
I would have even moved out by then.
Don't listen. Don't like unpack your shit though, Val, because this could very well not.
There's nothing dramatic in my life that I'll miss out on.
Well, so I
it's a Wednesday. Nothing's going to happen on a Wednesday. That's too neat.
Yeah,
I saw it.
I must say though, if I knew the world was going to come and meet its demise, I'd probably propose to my girlfriend before that happened.
And I'm sure you'd be just as smooth as you were there.
Yep. I see how I got nervous just saying it.
I'm so glad I didn't stutter over that.
I would have sounded exactly like that. If I knew that the world was going to end and I'm like, this is the last thing that I'm doing, I would stutter through that shit like you wouldn't believe.
Actually, we were talking, me, her, and her father, were talking about the end of the world, which is a weird conversation to have, I admit. But I was saying that if I had a choice, like right before you die, you could find out exactly how the world's going to end. Like, you can find out exactly how it's going to end. Would you want to know before you die how the world meets its demise?
Okay, can I ask a question?
No.
Are you dying because it's the end of the world and you're fine? Well,
no. You're dying however you're, you know, whatever, you know, natural causes, whatever it is.
Do you have the option to swap out that knowledge for different knowledge?
No. And also,
so my only choice is to know how the world ends or not?
What's that?
So my only choice is ends or not?
Correct. You are how it ends.
Oh, hell no.
How it ends or not. You don't know when.
No, I wouldn't care.
I'm dying. Who cares? The world.
So you wouldn't want to know that?
So, like, I'd be interested in that. Dying of, like, heart failure. And then the guy's like, do you want to know how everyone else is going to die? And he's like, no, fuck you. Fuck world. Bye.
Yeah, because I think about it like this. If I don't want to know that because I would want my I feel like once you die that that's it, that's the end of the road. I would want my if I knew how everyone was gonna die, my last thoughts would not be peaceful. And I would want my last thoughts to be peaceful.
That's a good point. It's fair.
Let me ask you this. If you were on your way out and you were able to know one piece of information, what piece of information would you want to know?
If there's a parallel universe where Jennifer Lawrence and I are married.
Is that really what you want to know? Because what if the answer is no?
Well, I'm dead anyway.
I would want to know about the intelligent life form, where it is. Where it is. Intelligent life form outside of Earth. I'd want to know.
Why don't you look for the one inside of Earth?
Holy shit.
Well, yeah, I mean... Where are you, Jeff? What?
So I think for me, it would be... Dave, I was actually thinking the same line as you. I would want like confirmation that there is other life out there. But I'm already very much convinced that there is. So I think my answer would want to be, where did it all come from? Like, is the Big Bang right, or is it intelligent design, you know?
I was thinking the same thing before I said what I said. Very strange.
What is yours, Val?
You know what I think I would ask? So, like, what's the deal with Jesus?
Are you asking Jerry Seinfeld this by any chance, or?
What's the deal with Jesus?
Like, was he, like, really, like...
So I hear you on that. That's a good question.
Because I'm a Christian. I was born and raised Catholic. But, like, you gotta wonder, like, was he really this great guy? Or, like, you know, was he just a normal guy that they were like, hey, you seem like a good cult leader?
Like, I'm not sure how I feel about it, but he was supposed to be a 30-year-old with 12 close friends. I don't buy it, really.
You saw that meme today, too?
I don't remember where I saw it, and it just popped in my head. I was like, I don't remember if that's a me thought or somebody else thought, but I'm going to run with it. I don't care.
It's so true.
Is it 12 close friends, or is it 11? One of them wasn't so
close. No, one of them was close, but then, like, totally turned into a jerk. But then he hung himself later, so I guess he felt bad.
I thought he bashed himself in the head with a rock. Yeah,
whatever, he killed himself somehow. I'm not a biblical scholar, Valerie.
Speaking of... my mom and I actually Googled today, was Judas a saint? Turns out he was. And if you Google it, it literally says he's like the saint of bad decisions.
Okay. That's a good one.
I thought that was Saint Jose Cuervo. Completely unrelated to anything, by the way. I just wanted to share with everyone a text my mother just sent me. A blue whale can fart a bubble big enough to fit a horse inside.
That is news worth speaking of.
That's why I wanted to tell you. I figured this was breaking information.
That's awesome.
That's a big fart bubble.
That's
awesome. How big of a fart bubble do you think you could make, Dave?
Fit a blue whale.
I mean, I assume... I'm no match for a blue whale, but like I think I can make humans proud or fearful.
Yeah, probably fearful. It's an awesome power that we have to worry about.
Great power comes great responsibility, right? Dave.
It's true.
That's
accurate. There was a picture posted of Luigi on Twitter, it looks like, and by the size of the picture, they were actually able to determine, because they show a bulge in his pants. So they were actually able to determine that Luigi has a 3.7 inch penis.
Based on how large of a Luigi, though?
Well, Luigi's taller than Mario, so you gotta figure 3.7 makes a lot of sense. Right?
So,
I mean, I'm not a guy.
I'm confused. She did not answer your question, Ed.
No, not at all.
So Luigi has a small wiener.
That was, a real good dodge, though. You should go into politics.
I thought it was news.
Yeah. Luigi, tiny wiener. That's fine. I mean, this is the year that we've gotten Mario's nipples, and now we have information about Luigi's dick, so...
Well...
And we thought the thing's going to go downhill from here.
Ed, I tagged you in the picture, so if you want more information, there you go.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Maybe you should put on private browsing before that, Ed.
Nah, it's cool. I've got a lot of weird search history. It's fine.
All right, folks. Well, Ed's got work to do now, so I think we can call it a week.